From Valley Public Radio, you're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Today on our show, we take a look at how the coronavirus pandemic is fueling hunger concerns throughout the Valley. And we find out how local restaurants are fighting to stay in business. But first, we're going to turn to the 2020 census. In spite of COVID-19, it's still taking place. In the past, community organizers across the San Joaquin Valley would go door-to-door asking people to fill out the form that plays a big role in federal funding equations, but not anymore. As FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, there are new strategies for getting the word out.
Mi Familia Vota is an organization that focuses on census outreach for communities who typically don't fill out the form. Prior to COVID-19, the organization had planned to co-host events with Fresno Barrios Unidos and Fresno Unified School District. That all came to a screeching halt in late March.
We immediately adjusted and started doing phone banking outreach and increasing our social media presence and also, you know, pivoting to Facebook Live.
That's Samuel Molina, the California State Director for Mi Familia Vota. The number of people who have filled out this census is down by about 10% compared to the 2010 census, he says. To bring the number up, Mi Familia has turned to phone banking with 28,000 calls since mid-March.
It's allowed us to call more people, spend more time making phone calls than having to drive to do door-to-door in person.
Phone banking and social media are also part of the strategy for Act for Women and Girls, a youth-led nonprofit based in Tulare County. Karina Gallardo, the communications associate, says organizers have learned they can reach out to a larger audience now that they're operating online, and they can target specific areas.
We can, like, pick the region as well, and so we're picking regions that are also not the main cities in Tulare County, so it's going out further into more of, like, the rural areas.
Organizers are also teaming up. ACT has partnered with Visalia-based The Source LGBT Center to get the word out. Source board member Katia Clark says that's helped them reach a larger audience.
We've been able to access people in the Latinx community, which sometimes get overlooked. And because of the citizenship question that was potentially supposed to be on the census, there's a lot of misinformation about what the census is used for and what questions people are being asked.
Clark adds being an immigrant and a Spanish speaker has made those efforts to combat misinformation easier.
Because I've had that immigrant experience as far as living in fear. So it's one of those things of calming fears is just letting them know I understand the fear. I see the fear. I've lived that fear. And I'm telling you, I get it, but here's the accurate information.
The Source is also shifting from doing an outdoor Pride event in late May to hosting it online. Noah Deeds, the events and fundraising coordinator, said the Source will take questions and remind people about why the census matters. Without an accurate count, communities will miss out on federal funding that supports education, housing, and childcare.
It's going to be a virtual event that's going to be the same day, and we're going to have like a little census spot there as well. It's not the same, but I mean, it's the best that we can do at this point.
Churches are also playing a role. Faith in the Valley's Ariana Martinez says working with local churches in their online messaging has helped gain the trust of older Latinx community members.
We're trying to figure out how we can support them in ensuring that they can also give a message around the importance of census and how that connects to our faith and how that connects to this higher calling of caring for one another.
But not everyone has access to the internet. That's why Faith in the Valley is using other methods to reach people, says Martinez.
We work with a lot of churches that are doing food ministry, so trying to figure out how to ensure that they have the resources to let folks know the importance of filling out the census.
And Faith in the Valley is using its immigration hotline to remind people about the census and answer any questions or concerns callers may have. The census deadline has been pushed back from July to October. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.